This is WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The stage will belong to Governor Charlie Baker tonight as he delivers his first State of the Commonwealth address. He's going to be speaking in the House of Representatives, which is led by one of the Democrats that this Republican governor has worked with closely, Robert DeLeo. This afternoon, we asked Speaker DeLeo about the most urgent needs of Massachusetts, the governor's take on the state of the state, and DeLeo's own view.
Oh, I feel very good in terms of the state of the Commonwealth. I think it's strong. I think fiscally, considering where we are relative to our bond rating, I think in terms of education, anywheres from pre-K all the way through colleges and our universities, they're rated very highly. I think some of the issues that we have taken on, such as improving our transportation system, I think we've done so in a straightforward manner. So I think we're on the so-called right track on that.
Well, I think one of the things that many leaders feel good about, and probably the governor will mention tonight, is the fact that the unemployment figures came out today, the latest ones, and the unemployment rate held steady at 4.7% for December. That is still below the national average of 5%. So question for you, do you expect that jobs training, and the governor is expected to talk about his enhanced jobs training initiative, do you think that that's going to be a major legislative initiative for you in the House?
Well, since I have been in the legislature, I've put a strong emphasis on the creation of jobs. I look at that as the key to our whole economy. And let me just say this. And what I have talked about is anywheres from the jobs, whether they're with a high tech or whether they're blue-collar jobs.
And the tie-in between jobs and transportation, I think, is important, and both are likely to come up tonight. The issue of MBTA reform, the MBTA reform bill, is something that the governor will probably talk about. How comfortable are you with the state of the MBTA today and whether it's prepared to meet the needs of its current users? And you mentioned GE, an influx of the new riders who are going to be moving to the city, and the availability of people to get to the jobs that we've been talking about.
We learned very quickly with last year's storms, I think, about the importance of the MBTA.
I mean, like we're dodging another storm right now, and I think all of us are envisioning what could have been.
I will tell you, this last little cold spell that we have, when I went to bed the night before, I said, please, God, let the MBTA operate on the next day so people can get to work, to school, to their hospital visits, because rightfully so. I mean, we all heard it. If you're an elected official, you heard it loudly and clearly. And obviously, some people just rely on the T to get back and forth, and they have no other means of transportation. And I think that what we have done with legislation last year in terms of the Fiscal Control Board, in terms of the suspension of the Pacheco Law, so that hopefully we can get some of these projects done in a quicker and in less costly manner, I think those were important for first steps. But I think we have a ways to go, obviously. I think the investment that the governor made to make sure that our trains are better equipped to operate in the winter, namely some $88 million, I believe, that was spent, I think that, you know, that puts us in a good position.
What's the most important next step for you?
The biggest next step for me is I want to have a comfort level that the T is being operated efficiently. I think we're on the right path with the Fiscal Control Board with that, but I want to see a longer-term stability for the T.
We expect the governor's going to talk about the problem of opiate abuse, which is, of course, running rampant. The House, the Senate, the governor have all put forward different proposals to deal with the issue, and time is passing. People are dying in amazing numbers of overdoses. Can the House, the Senate, and the governor agree on some kind of action soon?
I think so. Although our bills, each piece of legislation may be somewhat different. Obviously, I consider the House to be a piece of legislation that I think is more comprehensive. But having said that, I think despite our differences, I think obviously there's room for us to come together. And I say this because I see this as an issue that we all feel extremely strong that we want to see get done. I think we all realize in terms of what the devastation of opiate abuse has meant to our state.
A funner question. Do you like working with the governor?
I do. I sometimes will joke with him before he was actually sworn in and after he was elected. We heard so many different stories. Some people would say he was the best thing since sliced bread. Some people would say it was going to be a horrible existence and that we would never be able to work together. I'd have to say that it was more the former. He listens. He doesn't dismiss any argument a person makes. He's the type of guy that if you have your facts and figures in line, you can change his opinion on a particular issue.
Nice to speak with you, Massachusetts Speaker
Robert
DeLeo.
Nice to talk to you.
Thanks a lot.
Take care.